Ezra Tikkun Lehem Yisrael, that you should be current. Parshas Kisavo, the close of Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, and Parshas Chukosai before Shavuos. A very simple question is, this was a separate takon, it had nothing to do with the arranging of the Parshas. Why isn't it the reverse? Or do them both do Parshas Kisavo twice, do Parshas Kisavo before Shavuos? What's the connection? The Gemara tells us the characteristic of Parshas Kisavo is Moshe Mipi Atzmo. It's Beloshin Yochid, and it's Moshe Mipi Atzmo. Parshas Bechukosai is Moshe Mipi Hagvur. It's written from the perspective as if the Kodesh Baruch was talking to us, whereas Parshas Sefer Devarim is written from the perspective as if Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is Mi HaKodesh Baruch, but it's written, the text reads that Moshe is saying Hashem will do this, not I will do this and I'll do that. And the other is, this is B'loshin Rabbim and this is B'loshin Yochid. This is in the singular in Parshas Bechukosai, and that's in Parshas Kisavo is the singular, and Parshas Bechukosai is in the plural. I'm sorry,
it's okay.
Move down. Move down. I thought you moved down. What's the simple pshat in the Gemara, other than what difference does that make? Secondly, the Torah tells us here, this is the bris on Arvis Moyov. This is the bris on Arvis. The Gemara learns out from here the chiv of Arvis. That's why Ochan, the head of Ochan, all of Klai Yisrael, lost the war. And nobody knew about it. So the Gemara says, no, somebody knew. And therefore, Kol Yisrael are Raven Zebazeh. His family knew. Kol Yisrael are Raven Zebazeh. That sounds like the puzzles, Aniglos Hashem Elokeinu, and the stars Lona Bonenu. Actually, Aniglos Lona Bonenu, and the stars Hashem Elokeinu. So it sounds like that this is something unique to this Parsha. The Safra says on the Pasuk and Parshas Bechukosai, V'choshlu ish bavon ochiv, a person will be stumbled because of the sins of his friend. Mikan shekol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. So to say that Arvis is Neschadish and Parshas, in this covenant of Arvis Moav, is not true. The din of Arvis has already been established in Parshas Kisav, in Parshas Bechukosai. V'chishlu ish bavon ochiv mikan shekol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. So what is this new din of Arvis of Parshas Kisav? I was thinking like this. The Torah tells us Atem nitzav mayom kuchem lefnei Hashem lokechem roshechem shivtechem zekeinechem mishotrechem kol ish Yisrael. So Rashi translates, what does Roshechem mean? Rashi says it's the head of the Shvatim. And Rashi says it's like it says Roshechem lishivtechem, like it's missing a lamed. So first of all, number one, let it be missing a lamed. Let the Torah put the lamed in. Why, if it needs a lamed, the Torah leave it out? But more problematic than that is, it's not really that it's missing a lamed. You have two extra letters. Take out the yud and the mem from the word roshechem. I mean, the chaf and the mem, so it says roshe shivtechem. That means the heads of your tribe. It says roshechem and shivtechem. It means the heads of tribes, Rashi says. Why should the Torah add two letters and therefore misconstrue this simple meaning? Take two letters out and say it straight. Roshe shivtechem. That's what it should say. Roshe shivtechem. And even Rashi is fair. Why does Rashi say Roshechem lishivtechem is the correct way? Roshe shivtechem. It's Kashon Rashi also. What is the Torah telling us? Roshechem, your heads of tribes, by saying Roshechem Shiftechem. That's not right. That doesn't mean those words. It should be Roshe Shiftechem. That's always the best question you can ask. You take something out and the idea is more clear, that's the most compelling text question one can ever ask. You take a word out and you know the same thing, that question is a no-brainer. There's no better question than that. You take a word out and you know exactly the same thing. And here it's not only you know the same thing, you know that you have a more accurate definition, a more accurate explanation. It's the most compelling question you can ask in text. The Targum learns the Pasuk different, the Rashi. Roshechem, Shivtechem does not mean the heads of your Shvatim. It means Roshechem, Shivtechem, your heads, your tribes. The question with this is, and this is why I think the Tzitzis Chachamim says, that's a simple pshat in Rashi, that Rashi didn't want to learn like that because the end of the Pasuk is called Ish Yisrael. Every individual Jew. If it already said Shivtechem, it already says each person. It says everybody. It says the whole tribe already over here. It says the whole tribe, then what's called Ish Yisrael? According to Rashi, it never said tribe in the Pasuk. It said the heads of the tribes. But if you learn like the Targum, it says tribes, then the Pasuk doesn't follow. Once you have all the tribes here, what are you telling me called Ish Yisrael? So I think a very interesting void and shot over here. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to here? He said, Atem, you. He's talking to the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. He said, Atem, all of you. What does the word Roshechem mean? Your heads. There's a possessiveness. Who's the you? What does it mean, your heads? What does your heads mean? I mean, who owns the heads? Whose heads are they? No, I mean your heads. Whose heads are they? So the simple pshat, you would think, your heads. Well, they're not my heads. If I'm from Shevet Shimon, they're Reuven's heads. What does it do with me? How can you say to the collective entity, your heads? You can't say your heads. It's the heads of this. What the pshat in the pasuk is a marid de gavort. The pasuk is telling you, Roshechem are your heads. Roshechem means it's your heads, which means a leader by Klal Yisrael of a Shevet should not have a parochial perspective as being the head of the Shevet, but he has to think in turn, and because he's the head of the Shevet, you would think his perspective is what's good for my Shevet. No, it's Roshechem, it's Atem, it's Klal Yisrael's heads, which means the head of the Shevet has to have what kind of perspective? A national perspective, not a parochial. A head of a shevet is not supposed to be thinking in terms of what is good for what's good for his shevet, but what's good for the klal. Which means he's the head of the shevet, but whose head is he? He's serving the klal, not serving the shevet. In other words, we just understand the practical. A governor has what perspective? The state of Florida, no other perspective at all. A U.S. senator has a perspective. But it's not only the state of Florida's perspective. He has to have a national perspective. And what I think one of the proofs of that is that the senators have a six-year term. What about a House of Representatives, a congressman? They have 2 years. By the time you wind down after getting elected, and you're already starting to think about the next, start raising money for the next campaign, means who you think about pleasing all the time? The people that are voting in. There's never a hesach hadas. It never gets out of your mind, these are your constituencies. You're still thanking everybody for helping you in the campaign, voting for you, giving you money. In 2 years, you got to have another campaign that you have to start 8-9 months ahead. That means you got to raise money before that. So literally, you're always thinking, pleasing your people. You get a six-year term, at least there could be a chance that you're not just thinking about your people. The people that put a House of Representative person in there is the people of the state. Which means you can be from a state and have a, even though you're in, I'm saying even if you're in Washington, it's not the pshat that you're thinking about what's good for the United States. You're thinking about what is good for the state of Florida. Mashenkin, a senator, is more, he's not only thinking about pleasing his constituency. I don't say that's not part of it, but he's supposed to have a national perspective. And a 6-year term gives you a little menuchas hanefesh, 4 years that you can think about. I mean, you're trying to get some credits too, but markers too, but you have at least the opportunity. So the Torah is telling us that by us, Rosh Sheichem, have to be committed to the heads of the of Klal Yisrael. They're not the heads of the, they're heads of the tribes, but the position of head of tribe is a Klal Yisrael position. That's what Rashi's saying. It's not supposed to be Roshei Shiftechem. Rashi didn't say the Pasuk should say Roshei Shiftechem, which would have been the more compelling way to say it. The heads of the tribes. It's Roshei Chem, it's your heads. Which heads are they? Well, we don't know about it. Lishiv Techem, it should say. For the ones that are serving as a head of a shevet. But it's not, if it said Rosh Shiv Techem, you would think it means that they're the heads of the heads of the tribe. They are the heads of the tribe, but they're your heads who happen to be, that's one of the positions, because they deliver the tribe, they have a perspective on the tribe, they're able to marshal it, but for what purpose? Rosh Sheichem, they're serving the Jewish people. It's not Rosh Sheishivtechem, it's Rosh Sheichem Lishivtechem. Paichin Rashi. Now that's the way the Targum is reading the Pasuk also here. Everything here is talking about what is the corporate entity of Knesset Yisrael. The corporate entity of Knesset Yisrael is Shivtechem also. Shivtechem is also not just your Shevet. Shivtechem means an entity that is committed to the Klal. We went to war with Midian. How many went from each Shevet? Either 1,000 or 3,000, but each Shevet participated the same, right? One Shevet has 70,000 people. One Shevet has 28,000. Each one's, because it's not about the Shevet. This was not in the interest of the Shevet. This was a corporate thing, and the commitment to the Klal is taka the same. The commitment to the Klal is absolutely the same in each Shevet. Shevet is now in the corporate entity. It's not just an association of different Shvatim. It's actually a creation of a national perspective. Just like very interesting for a minute. It's very interesting. You know that we went into Eretz Yisrael, we had Shvatim. We were there through Churban Bayis Rishon. After the turn of Churban Bayis Rishon, we don't find Shvatim. I mean, we came up, even Ezra Elam Ibovel, he took the Psulim and the Ksherim, but we don't find that they resettled the land as Shvatim. We don't see them coming up as Shvatim. There's not a counting of the Shvatim. What's Taka Rapshah? Like there was Kamat no Shvatim. It's probable that to create the entity of Shvatim, that it should really be a commitment to the Klal, you probably need a Melech. It's just a very interesting word. In other words, that they're divergent entities that have their own local parochial interests, living in a particular area, which have their issues, whether it's economic issues because of the issues of the area, dealing with enemy because it's the issues of the area. It become pockets of pirud, of create separation, because each state has its own interest. Each shevet has its own interest. You have to have a strong central figure for that. You need a melech for that. So it's not unlikely that the emes in the infrastructure of Klai, so that shvatim kentaka be, that the shvatim kentaka be federal, and those have a national perspective, is because you taka need someone stark on top. Not impossible. It's certainly something. I like Dover, you know, Klai Yisrael doesn't do things the whole time. The Shvatim, Chalukas Arts, the Shvatim, but all of a sudden, 70 years, I Shvatim. It's very difficult to understand. It's really difficult to understand. Teretz says that when Klai Yisrael is functioning with a Melech, then Shvatim is a doable, workable, seats of power can be unified. But when they're not working with a Melech, seats of power can't be unified, which is really the end of Sefer Shmuel too. I mean, the end of Sefer Shoftim. You have warfare among the brotherhood. Binyamin Orva. And it ends up the Sefer, Ki Ein Melech B'Yisrael. But until you have a strong central person, it's very likely that that perspective can't be. But that's a perspective of Am Yisrael. And of course, here we have Moshe Rabbeinu. So Taka, from the Moshe Rabbeinu, then you Taka have him, Mishlun Dikar Koyach, and then it allows the creation of pockets of divergent interest, but that their main perspective will Taka be the perspective of the Klal. If we learn like this, the Pshat, so therefore that's the answer to the next thing also. Then what is the Kenecha means? It means the Zekenim also have to have that perspective. The Zekenim also have to have that perspective. Shaitrecha, the enforcers of the law, also means that it's not that each shevet has its din, it's this, I guess, like a national guard. Also, it could be from each state, but there's a commitment to the tzibur. And telling us now a new definition, Kol Ish Yisrael. Every yid has to have a commitment to the tzibur. Explain what I mean by commitment to the tzibur. Everybody's committed to the tzibur. You know, if you work, sometimes you have a company. People always come in with suggestions, like what's good for the company. And they're, you know, persons, very often they're right. But some people, they always have what's good for the company, what's good for them. They never come with a suggestion what's good for the company that doesn't relate to them. So what usually it is, they want something, they got to figure out, they got to get some other, they got a broad base, so I need to include other people. But there's another vortaka, the people come in, they think taka what's good for the company, it's taka not no gay them. You know, sometimes you taka hear an eitzah from somebody, it's mamish not no gay them. They're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about what is good for the club. The Gaon says, which I think is against other Rishonim, not on this pasuk, because he says there's a cloud in Parshas Nitzav, in the Aderes Eliyahu, he says, he's talking about Parshas Kisavu, but it's here in Parshas Nitzav. He says, when the Torah is speaking, B'loshin Yochid, it does not mean the individual person. Loshin Yochid, singular Loshin. On that Chazal of Moshe, of Kisavu's B'loshin Yochid, is the collective entity of Klal Yisrael. Loshin Yochid means the unified entity of Knesset Yisrael. That's what Loshin Yochid is. It's like in English, a collective noun takes a singular. The nation is, not are. Because a collective entity is really a Yochid. That's what the Gaon says. And so it comes out that Parshas Kisavo is a critique to what? To our responsibilities to the Klal. Each individual has a responsibility to the Klal. Right. The whole thing here is Rosh Shechem, perspective of the Klal. Chief Techem, their perspective of the Klal. Zekenechem, the Sanhedrin, perspective of the Klal. Shotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. That is a collective, on all different levels, there's responsibilities to the Klal. As a community, as a Shevet, the sages, as an individual. Therefore, it's B'loshin Yochid. That's what the Gaon says. So now we have a very interesting, simple pshat. By the way, the reason I say I don't think everybody agrees with this, because the Bala Turim in Parshas Re'eh says, and you see very often in the Rishon, Re'eh Anoichi Nesen Lefneichem. The Bala Turim right there has the kasha. Re'eh is singular. Lefneichem is plural. He says, Re'eh is the Yochid, Lefneichem is the Rabbah. That sounds different. I have a way of reconciling, but I don't get into it. But meanwhile, that's what the Gaon says. So the Gaon says that the din in Parshas Kisavo is Klal Yisrael. Tokach the Klal Yisrael, which wouldn't have to mean, and the Parshas B'chukosai B'loshin Rabbah means is individuals. It doesn't mean the singular person. It's talking about everybody over there. It's plural. He means, but everybody in their own self and their individual interests and their individual responsibilities to themselves. And then in Parshas Kisavo, it's in their responsibilities to the Klal. We're creating a corporate entity here. Comes out very interesting to hear then. Rosh Hashanah, Hamlocha, is not a Yochid Dikadik. It's not just the yachid dikadin hamlocha. There's a tzibur dikadin of hamlocha. Hamlocha has a special tzibur dikadin. Of course, there's a yachid dikadin too, but I have a tzibur dikadin of hamlocha too. The klal has to be mlamlocha kodesh boruch hu. Probably it's not only has to be. It's probably not shayach an individual to be mamlocha melech. It by definition. Hamlocha is a corporate activity. It's an activity of a nation to create a melech. It's not individuals. It's a nation committed to the nation, not committed to what? So it's saying Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah. It just comes out maybe different than the din all year round. But in Shemon Esrei, I'm Mamlocha Kodesh Baruch Hu all year round. The Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim that we're talking about on Rosh Hashanah is not just Shemon Esrei. Repeat it. Every Shemon Esrei is Kabbalah. Let me just explain. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim to myself. I'm talking to myself. I'm a Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shemon Esrei is I'm saying to him, "You're my king. I'm miman l'chiyu." Right? After that's why it's smichet gula tefillah. I'm saying Hashem is my king and I'm mamlechem. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's not that way. It's not the individual. That's Shemon Esrei all year round. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a hamloch as part of the tzibur. Rosh Hashanah is a whole word. It's a hamloch of the tzibur. The tefillah, the tzibur of Rosh Hashanah, is not just like you have all year round. That's the tefillah that creates the hamloch. It's not just that each person should make sure that they do their Shemon Esrei. If you didn't catch it the first time, that's the halacha of the hamlocha. That's why you have the tekiyas. Then that's the coronation. The coronation is a communal coronation. Musaf is the coronation. You have to figure out nusach svar, but we know there's that itself. That's a hamlocha of the tzibur. It's the tzibur's dikadin. The tzibur is being mamlocha kodesh boruch as a tzibur. I mean, even then, it would still mean the silent Shemon Esrei is not the individual there also. It's as tefillah b'tzibur, as part of the tefillah b'tzibur, you're being mamlech, which is not just the yochid dikadin. If this is correct, then first of all, it could maybe answer the two dinim of arvus. There's arvus on my individual responsibilities, that's koshla ish bavon ochiv. And there's an arvus that I'm responsible. Each person has a communal responsibility too. Each person fulfills this communal responsibility. Not just that each person fulfills his individual responsibility. You understand, if this is right, what has to be important for Rosh Hashanah? It's not about me. It's about Sibur. And of course, there has to be a special caring one for another. There has to be a whole new dedication of commitment to each other also. I have to be thinking about, do we have a tzibur? Do we have a klal here? I have to think, what's good for the tzibur? That's like the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is. It's not about, we get focused. Is my family going to make it? My kids going to make it? Are we going to be healthy? Am I going to have parnasa? That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. That's b'chlal, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's good to do that every year. Every day of the year. Rosh Hashanah is, as a corporate entity, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want everybody, part of the constituency, to accept his malchus, to be mekabel his malchus. I'll explain a different share. What's the whole yesod of Kabbalah's malchus? What does it really mean to be mekabel malchus? I'm just saying it right simple now. That whatever Kabbalah's malchus means, it's an expression of the entity of Yisrael. Thinking what's good for the entity, committed to the entity. It's not about me. It puts a whole different responsibility to each other this time of year. Sometimes, you get so caught up in, am I doing tshuva? Am I this? I got no time to be nice to anybody, no time to think about anybody else. I'm so busy working. Every year I get a noob shot in what I heard over, I've told you many times, this is saying this for the first time. The Alta from Slobodka used to tell the guys in Slobodka Yeshiva that what a person should work on during the Aser Shemei Tshuva is helping somebody. Learning with a younger Bachar. I've said every year, say Nupshat. And the Vord is because you have to create the Tzibur. The Vord is you have to create the Tzibur. It's not about you being Zoicha. You have to create, and there's no feeling of Tzibur if I don't take care about you and I'm not involved in you and I'm not involved in your growth and learning. that Sibur is not a critical number of people that happen to daven together, happen to learn in the yeshiva together. It's Sibur is people that are committed to each other. Not what's good for me, what is good for this corporate entity of Sibur, thinking about the community, being committed to the community. That's the Chefs of Sibur. That's what the Chefs of Sibur is, and that is the Hachan of Rosh Hashanah. We're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, just to get out of that focus. I don't mean to get out of thinking about myself too. I have responsibility. I have responsibility all year round, certainly. There's no gain now also, but the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah is my commitment to the Tzibur, be makabel ol machus shabayim, to be mamlech HaKadosh. That's all the brachas. They're all about hamlach. I understand we got to explain what hamlach is, but if kashas, I'll make sure we get a clear understanding what hamlach is. But to understand that that's the goal, and hamlach is not me, that I got to do every time I say Shemona Esrei, I have to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Evet coming more, I have to be there like a. Here, what we have to do as a tzibur, we have to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, there's something to think about on Yom Kippur, saying the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso as a tzibur too. Interesting thing to think about, whether that's no gate. Even though the Gemara says the reason for it, but why does it come out Yom Kippur to do that? So it may very be possible that the Vort is Taka, because it's about a tzibur. Just to get out of ourselves, to be focused on our own growth, but what is good for the tzibur? People should think, what is good for somebody else? I shouldn't wait till you come over and ask me for help. I should go over and figure out what you need. Before you ask me, I should be thinking, what's good for the community? Not what's good for me, and let me get some people to join me, and therefore I'll benefit too. What's good for the community? The ultimate test, the litmus test, is that do things that are good for the community that I don't benefit from? You know, a guy who's 75 and gets involved in building a mikveh in the community, his wife is 74, right? That's not anything no gay of him. Or a guy's interested in building a yeshiva katana and his grandkids live someplace else and his kids are 50 already, that's also not no gay of him. But that's, the community needs that. You know, he gets involved in improving kashrus, he likes to eat also. Now, he doesn't want to do it all himself. I mean, he should also get a kosher restaurant. That's a whole different vort. The yeshiva's exactly the same thing. What's good for the rabbi? It's not about what's good for myself. Yeah, if we have a shtarka seder after mar, okay, that's nice. I also want a better ruach. I want to get. But sometimes it's a perspective, and it's a life perspective. As a yid, I have to think about what's good for the. There's a problem in the shavit on the other side. I got to be worried about the shavit too. I got to think what's good for the umma, not what's good for Florida. What's good for my shavit? What is good for the umma? That's what Sefer Dvarim is. That's the bris of Arvus Moav. And Ezra was Masak, and we should do this before Rosh Hashanah. So it's a huge chashivas of a function of Rosh Hashanah. Interesting that the halacha of. Let's say that the. Your Tokayan Musaf, so the Gemara says, I think, was of Rovam Hadras Melech. I don't want to say people came late to davening then. But the Rovam Hadras Melech is a special din in Tekiah Shofar of Rovam Hadras Melech. Right? You're Tokay by the Baal Musaf, right? Because Rovam Hadras Melech, it's a coronation of the king. It's a coronation of the king. And I'll end with one thing. The Ravid says in Sukkah, I think it's in the beginning of the fourth paragraph, printed in the back of the Rif. He says that the main din of Tekiah Shofar that's written in the Torah, is in Yerushalayim, in the Migdash. That is the main din of Tekiah Shofar. Tekiah Shofar is a chiyuv on all of us. Yeah, there's a mitzvah on all of us to do Tekiah Shofar. But coronation has to be done by who? The community. Coronation of the king. You know where the main Tekiah Shofar is? He says the Pasuk of Yom Teruah. The Pasuk of either Yom Teruah or Zichron Teruah. He says the main Pasuk, depending on Mamash, right in the Gemara, the fourth parak of Sukkah, that the Din Shofar is a halacha in Makom HaMikdash. Because Shofar is not about each person only doing a mitzvah. There's a corporate mitzvah to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kiddush Shofar, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mamlech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the seat of government. The seat of government is the Mikdash. I think it's a new perspective as we prepare for Russia. Everyone's thinking about themselves and improving their avoid, and everybody should do that. But don't get so caught up in ourselves that we lose sight of what Mamish the main thing is. The main thing is that Takanas Ezra is that as a corporate entity, and as a corporate entity means I have to awaken in myself my feelings for the Rabbi. Just thought it's a historical fact that I know this word is true. When I was a bocher in yeshiva, the time where the most disagreements and most friction in the yeshiva among the bocher was Ella. And you understand that was the main avoda. That's what the Yetzer had to do. The most friction was the frum guys or the guys that are, whatever it was. I don't get into all the things, but that was clear. Yeah, that's what the eights are. That really the ikker kilkel is you get so involved in yourself that you forget we're talking about reacting as a tzibur, not reacting only as yechidah.